Months after Governor Rick Scott approved new rules for nursing homes and assisted living facilities, much of the industry is not in compliance as hurricane season gets underway. Health News Florida's Dalena Miller takes us to a St. Petersburg facility, see what challenges they face in making sure vulnerable residents are safe in severe weather.
Dan Finn is in charge of the facilities at the Bon Secours St. Petersburg Health System. A big part of his job this time of year is making sure the 65,000-watt generator fires up.
This is what makes the electricity. This engine turns it.
Last year, during Hurricane Irma, he helped evacuate more than 300 residents. With the campus less than a mile from Tampa Bay, they felt evacuation was a better option. That same week in South Florida, another nursing home, one without a generator, saw 12 of its residents die when the air conditioning system failed, forcing them to live in sweltering conditions for 3 days. Soon after, Governor Rick Scott pushed for mandatory backup power at nursing homes and assisted living facilities. Kip Corvo is an administrator at Bon Secours St. Petersburg. He says the mandate is short-sighted.
I kind of feel like with the governor's orders is you had one tragic event, and that was the face of disaster preparedness.
And it's proving tough for these facilities to carry out the order. The State Agency for Healthcare Administration reports that nearly 700 nursing homes and assisted living facilities have requested extensions to install backup power. There are nearly 3,800 of these facilities in Florida, and the state has threatened to fine those that aren't in compliance. The new rules also require facilities to keep enough fuel on hand to cool off a part of each facility for 96 hours. Corvo says that's a big ask for some of the smaller facilities in Florida.
I don't know where they find the resources to be reimbursed, because really none of this is reimbursable.
Corvo says Bon Secours is lucky to be part of a healthcare system that can pay for expensive generators, including a second one they have to buy because of the new law. Their first one, which is the size of a small school bus, was $500,000, not including fuel and maintenance. But cost isn't the only problem. He says it takes time to get permits and order the equipment, not to mention everyone is trying to do it at the same time.
It's not that people don't want to comply. It's that people who run nursing homes don't build generators. They don't have factories. They are competing in a market with dozens of other folks in the same situation as they are.
Kristen Knapp is a spokeswoman for the Florida Healthcare Association, which represents most of the state's long-term care centers. She says the facilities she represents see generators as the first part of the solution to getting lights and air conditioners back on.
Hospitals get priority power. We'd like to see nursing homes just as important up at the forefront there when it comes to restoring power outages.
Kip Corvo from Bon Secours can rattle off a long list of things they think about during storms.
The generator kind of issue is kind of low-hanging fruit. It's like a tangible thing that I get and I can understand, but there's so much more to this.
Like medical transportation, Corvo says his residents were evacuated on school buses during Hurricane Irma. The buses were ill-equipped to handle the residents, who are frail and sometimes suffering from dementia. Generator rules are a good start, he says, but
we can make people do this and we can feel better and we think we've solved the problem and we haven't even begun to sort of deal with the complexity of the problem.
Corvo says the solution needs to start at the local level with focus groups and better emergency management partnerships instead of with mandates from the top down. For Health News Florida, I'm Dalena Miller.
And you can check out more stories from Health News Florida at WUSFnews.org. Support for Health News Florida reports on WUSF are made possible by the USF School of Physical Therapy and Rehabilitation Sciences. The USF School of Physical Therapy and Rehabilitation Sciences conducts research to prevent and treat neurological, muscular, and skeletal disorders. More about how USF can help improve lives is at dpt.health.usf.edu.